With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
They killed him, and he's out talking about it, and it's all open, out in the open. So there are some of these you suspect of murder. Mario admits to it. He's out doing it. This is the craziness of Tiger King, which I suspect is the hottest thing going on Netflix. Everybody you talk to who's watched it by now.
Yep. So, that's from Scott Foreman. Good tweet. Love it. Good stuff there. All right. Here's what we're going to do. 535-3776-535-ESPN. F COVID-19. You want to get it off your chest. You want to vent. How has COVID-19 impacted you? This is your chance to do it. F COVID-19. 535-ESPN. 535-3776-535-ESPN. Your calls next. Jason and John, 93 FM ESPN.
This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. 92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis and the Mid-South station you can count on. Live on the radio.com free app.
Hey, Memphis. This is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We know these are tough times right now. Your heating, air, and plumbing are essential systems for your home. To help, we have discounted our HVAC systems to as low as $99 a month and tankless water heaters as low as $79 a month. Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We're here to help. 901-624-1401.
You deserve the best care home services.
Well, hey, Memphis. This is Bryce Bailey, owner of Stack's Pancake Kitchen. If you're taking extra precautions for hygiene and safety, we're here to help. We have dedicated parking spaces at both locations for curbside pickup and a tamper-proof steel to-go box for all the classics on our menu that you know and love. Also, we have a brand new menu for breakfast, lunch, and dinner family platters. To place an order, just give us a call at 901-509-2367 in East Memphis or 901-800-1951 in Germantown or visit stackspancakes.com. Thanks and God bless during these difficult times.
When our country is faced with adversity, it's not about taking care of ourselves, but taking care of each other. It's the sum of the small parts that make a big difference. To help you get through this, Chevy is promising to do ours. We're offering Chevy owners OnStar Crisis Assist services and Wi-Fi data to help keep you connected to the things that matter most. And for those in need of a new vehicle, interest-free APR financing with deferred monthly payments for 120 days on most 2019 models and 2020 Equinox, Silverado 1500, and Trax models for very well-qualified buyers when they finance with GM Financial. You may even have the option to shop online from your dealer and take delivery at home. It's just our way of doing our part. Learn more at ChevyCares.com.
See your Mid-South Chevy dealers. At participating dealers, to activate, press your blue OnStar button. Limited time offer. Data provided by AT&T. See OnStar.com for details and limitations. Exclude select base terms. Length of contract limited. Must finance with GM Financial. Some customers may not qualify. Down payment required at signing if applicable. Not available with lease and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 3/31/20.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Yeah. Sun is down, freezing cold. That's how we already know when it's here. My dog will probably do it for Louis Bell.
535-3776-535-ESPN. We're calling this segment F COVID-19, F the coronavirus, okay? Because we got to punch back now.
Yeah.
We got to punch back.
Maybe it's ruined something for you.
Yeah. So how would you like to get it off your chest? How would you like to vent? We go to let's go to Ian. Ian, you're on.
Hey, John. How y'all doing today?
What's up, man?
What's up, brother?
Unlike a lot of people, COVID-19 has not really affected my life. I still have a job to go to tomorrow. But what it's allowed us to do is it's really going to force the emphasis on people actually doing the little things. And not to mention the rise of esports is still sports still going on. If you didn't catch the NASCAR iRacing Series race on last Sunday, you'll catch it this Sunday because they're going to continue to do this. Because esports, there's a whole section of sports a lot of fans don't want to cover in this market. I try to do it. But this is a whole brand of sports that's now being brought to the forefront because now it's the only thing in town.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's smart of you.
I do wish everyone to stay safe. Please follow your hygiene, the proper hygiene. Do what you got to do. Do right. But let's all try to take care of each other through this time and be thankful for some of us who still have to go to work and still have to perform our job, that we still have the ability to bring home a check. You know what I mean?
Amen.
Yep. Ian,
well said, Ian. Appreciate it. Blessing to still be able to go to work. There's no question about it. All of us that still can.
Yep. 535-3776-535-ESPN. This is a chance to just get it off your chest. Let off some steam. Let's go to Brianna. Brianna, you're on.
Hi. So my name is Brianna. I'm with Memphis Escape Rooms here in Memphis. And we have a couple of cool options that we're doing from home. So until we reopen, we have some fun options for everyone that you can do from home. So we have our print and play. This is a new thing that we have just launched. So if you're stuck at home and there's no escaping your kids and you're trying to figure out how to entertain
them,
we have our print and play games that let you bring the mystery of fun and escape rooms to home. So all you'll need is a printer, scissors, and about 20 minutes of setup. Those are $10. So we have our first one out now, and we plan to release more later this week. And we also have our gift cards are 50% off right now with the promo code SUPPORTLOCAL. So just kind of some fun options to support local here in Memphis and have fun from home.
Absolutely. Thanks
Love
for the call, Brian.
And we need it. We need that diversion from our children who are driving us crazy.
535-3776-535-ESPN. Let's go to Hank. Hank, you're on.
What's going on, Jason John?
What up, brother?
I did my venting yesterday on the House and the Senate.
You got it done for us.
I just had a question for John with his WWE connections. Could he find out who's going to win the matches Friday night? I need something to bet on.
I do not have the connections to the WWE that would
Is this
allow.
A WrestleMania reference?
No, it's
Or
a,
this coming?
It's a SmackDown. He said SmackDown.
This coming SmackDown. Okay, I'm hearing SmackDown.
Yeah, so Hank, I can't help you, unfortunately, man. You're on your own, but best of luck, man. Thanks for the call.
Man, betting on wrestling?
Yeah, you can. You can bet on wrestling.
Seemed like a risky enterprise right there.
Let's go to Don. Don, you're on.
Only thing it's really not affecting me that much. I'm still going to work and everything, but my daughter is a graduating junior. And you know, these custom dresses and these senior dues that we pay, and it's just haven't given us a definitive answer about graduation or prom. And, you know, she's really kind of in the dumps about that. I just wish the school board would make a decision. And, you know, I know it's not only me, it's other parents that have invested this money, and we can't get a definite decision on if you're going to have prom and graduation or not. So that's the only thing that I'm kind of worried about.
No, but you're putting a face on it, and hopefully somebody from there is listening right now to you and realizing how important. I'm sure that, like you said, they're working on it, but it'd be nice to come to sort of some sort of solution or be able to get you something in terms of what you in terms of what the plan is. No, I feel completely with where you're at. Those seniors that don't get the last prom, you know, all those folks, and his was a graduating junior. So it's ruined those plans. Absolutely. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, let's go to Chris. Chris, you're on.
Hey guys, how y'all doing?
Oh, trying to hold it down. What's up, Chris?
Hey brother. Just a little bit disappointed because of from a basketball perspective, this would be, the shoe circuit will be going on right now.
Yes, sir.
So you have a lot of kids who are looking to showcase their talents in front of coaches who don't get that opportunity. Now, of course, we know the 5-stars and the 4-stars, and they pretty much have scholarships.
Great point. Great point. Great point.
But you have a lot of kids who don't get a chance now to showcase their talents and get those scholarships, man. So that you can't get that back. Once it's over, it's over. So I hate that. Now I just hang up and listen. Thank you, guys.
No, well said. Because the 4s and the 5s, to your point, they're known for the most part right now.
Yep.
It's the guys that are going out, and they do earn it. You see those, you know, Alex Lomax didn't have his first offer, although we knew they were going to come at some point until the peace jam.
It's true.
And that's what happens sometimes. It blows up for guys there, especially those 2-3 stars, guys trying to make a name for themselves. So absolutely disappointing for those folks.
Let's go to Tony. Tony, you're on.
Hey guys, how you doing? I'm one of the ones I have to work through the duration. So, you know, F COVID-19, but even more F the stupid people out here that's not taking precautions. They're only thinking about themselves.
Yes, sir, Tony.
Yeah, and F like people like Clay Travis that gives out dumb, stupid information that'll end up getting people either killed or either looking at him like he's a stupid idiot like he was talking yesterday. Because the fact of the matter is that our government had plenty of chance to be prepared so we could minimize this thing so it'd be enough ventilators and all those type of things for people that's going to have to suffer now because of the stupid, idiot people that care more about the economy than they care about human life that's precious out here. So while everybody out here playing and coming to work sick and going around folks sick and want to go to the park and have a good time,
them folks gonna
I
cost
say
us.
Help all y'all. Mm.
Appreciate the call, Tony. Appreciate the call, man.
Let's go to David. David, you're on. David. Let's go to Rick.
Rick, we got you.
Yeah, this is Rick. I want to talk about the Tigers for a minute. Of course, we were all disappointed when we lost James Wiseman. But there was one piece of the puzzle that nobody ever talked about, and that was Rajon Tucker. Mm-hmm. You know, he had committed out of Little Rock to Memphis. And I truly believe it was him being a senior. And, you know, he averaged 28.5 points in the G League. I think Memphis might have had maybe a 25 or 26 win record this year.
It's certainly possible, Rick. Certainly possible. I mean, yeah. We
said it when it didn't happen, when Rajon didn't come, how, man, this could really affect them. But man, were we right because of the guard. I don't think we went back and looked at it after the season. Maybe touched on a couple times. Oh, Rajon Tucker could help this team. But imagine having that kind of perimeter, you know, that kind of experience on the perimeter on this past team that you had.
It would have made a huge
difference.
Particularly
with as inconsistent as the play out there was.
Very true.
Would have made an absolutely huge difference. And maybe you're probably a tournament team.
Yep.
I would imagine.
Let's go to I believe Asa. Asa, you're on.
Yeah, man, what's going on, brother? How y'all doing, man?
Man, we good. Getting
through
it, bro.
Trying to get through it. What's up, brother?
Man, COVID-19, man, I ain't going to say if it, man. I just say y'all be careful, first of all. I got a couple things, y'all, man. Hey, man, first of all, the wing guru, man, it's serious. Since I got to I had to check it out, man. You know, I'm down here near South Haven, man. And I got a chance to find say, man, that Triple J and that wing, man, it take you back to the crumpy days on Alton, bro.
Yes, sir. That's the truth.
I'm talking about them jumps so fast, man, so I appreciate y'all for that. Man, my other little jump, man, is, man, y'all talking about Netflix, man, that Madam C.J. Walker little jump they got going.
Yep, look,
people need to peep that out, yep. Man. That is pure black at its finest, man. No discount to anybody out there listening, man, but that's how you become successful in America, man. It'll bring tears to your eyes at the end, man. I appreciate y'all. And y'all stay safe out there, man.
You too, brother.
Executive you.
Produced by LeBron. I was talking about it earlier this week.
Smart. Let's go to Dallas. Dallas, you're on.
Man, F COVID-19, F anybody that's pointing fingers and trying to make this all political, we're all in this together. But as far as my life goes, I'm getting out of two graduations and a senior prom.
Wow.
Senior play out of this deal. And I got two more coming behind that. So I ain't feeling like I'm missing nothing. But I want to talk about how a five-game series at a neutral site in an empty gym against the Lakers benefits a full-strength Grizzly. And how soon can we get a bet down on that? I got to go, but I'll listen.
Hey,
thank you.
That'd be something. What are we going to play that?
535-3776-535-ESPN. Well, a neutral site.
What's a neutral site for L.A., Memphis?
I don't know. Somewhere,
five-game series?
Somewhere in Montana, the least affected places. Like wherever the least affected states in the United States.
You got to do it at Joe Exotic's old place in Oklahoma.
That seems like it's you're rife with coronavirus.
That might be.
You know, all that expired meat, you know. They probably got that junk from the wet market in Wuhan, you know. That's what we're trying to avoid. We're trying to keep people away from it.
Well,
I'm not
right.
Sure. I'm not sure, Jason, if that is the best place to do it. 535-3776-535-ESPN. We're doing an F COVID-19 segment, just giving you an opportunity to vent and get it off your chest. Our man Eric tweeted in that, you know, he had just gotten his promotion at Gold Strike, before this stuff hit. And listen, like, that's the thing about this that has got to be infuriating for so many people, is that we felt like, you know, if you were getting ahead in your business, if you're getting ahead in your job, and then this stuff comes.
Right.
I mean, all casinos in the United States are closed, dude. This is crazy. Like, you cannot go to a casino in America right now.
I mean,
we can't even gamble.
You're just going to start the higher paying job, and this comes down. So I feel you completely on the COVID-19 with that one, Eric. Yeah, just started the new job promotion at Gold Strike. Doesn't get to do it because it's closed. Yeah, man, COVID-19, I feel you on that one.
Let's go to David. David, you're on.
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Good morning, y'all.
Good
afternoon, how y'all doing?
Sir. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm one of the ones out here working today myself, do a lot of driving. Nice. COVID-19's kind of got my family thinking the same way with everybody else. I am definitely one of the few that has a job. Speaking as a technician, I'm a tech for a pretty well-known internet provider. Only thing I can really say, man, people that we have to go to your homes, be understanding of what we're, you know, having to ask y'all before we try and come in service.
Yeah, I guess it's real easy for customers to get offended if you guys ask that question, but you guys are just trying to be safe, right?
We gotta ask them questions, and, you know, we gotta try and protect ourselves, make sure we can go home to our families at night. So, you know, big thing is, I understand everyone's scared, everyone's afraid, but, you know, we're out here trying to do a service to our community too. So a lot of us out here, you know, feel like we are kind of risking our health, our safety, by just coming out here and making sure everyone else is able to keep working. I have so many people working from home.
That's right.
We're trying to make sure they're, you know, trying to stay entertained, make sure their TVs are running, everything like that, man. So I appreciate the talking, man. I had to get that off my chest. It's been a hard last couple of weeks for everybody out here working at OT like we do. So,
man, I understand. I understand and appreciate you, brother, doing the work.
Hey, it's going
to
get better.
Because that's got to be tough to ask, right? Because you think, you know,
yep.
Hey, I'm not looking at you in a suspect manner. I need to ask for our safety.
Well, it's right? your Come safety, too.
It's your safety.
It's everybody's.
It's everybody's safety. So I appreciate him bringing that to the table, because I hadn't thought. Again, I've got a service coming out tomorrow for my hot water heaters, which is one of them's busted. And I'm sure, thinking about it now, that gentleman's probably going to say, hey, man, before I come in here, anybody sick? And the key for me is going to be not being offended by that, or thinking he doesn't want to do the job, or suspects, you know, it's safety at this point. And so I get that, and I appreciate him bringing that. Let's all take that into account.
Yep.
They're just trying to be safe for themselves as well.
Let's go to Eric. Eric, you're on.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, brother?
I guess I have a problem with warehouse workers, non-essential warehouse workers, still having to go to work, and their family members are at home, you know, being safe. But then when you get home from work, you're, you know, having the opportunity to affect them. But then office workers that work in the same warehouse as you work with individual offices get to work from home.
Wow.
Even though they don't come in contact with other people. And I do have a problem with that, Mayor Strickland. Thank you.
That's tough. And I heard the mayor this morning on with Jeff Calkins, and that's, you know, all of these, he said he wouldn't, you know, he wouldn't fight on some of these essential, non-essentials. Even he realizes, you know, you got some tough calls on some of these, and maybe where they're at is, you know, they're going to have to adjust at some point. But I'm not going to lie to you, man. If the office workers are gone, right? Now, number one, if that's the only means that you got to bring in a dollar, like if you don't work and you don't earn money, that's a separate situation. So if that's the only way you're going to earn money, I can understand him being in a position where he's looking at that office and it's empty, they're gone. But you workers, I could sort of see him looking at that as, you know, not right, unfair, any way you want to put it, especially if that's the only way he can get money. You understand?
Yeah.
And doesn't have paid leave.
Yeah.
That's a tough situation, man, because I talked about this with someone else who's working, but his wife and his kids are all at home, and she's showering him. She is taking his clothes off, literally going, and I don't think you can overreact at this point with anything, but she's literally taking his clothes off the minute he walks through the door. Like, taking the putting him in the shower as soon as he gets there. She's got the water running, and that's just the way they're handling this, to his point, when he is at work and possibly, you know, in line of you know, being in now that's shut down. That's since shut down. He's not an essential business. But that at the point, you know, he's still working, and she's showering him every time he comes to the door. That's a lot of us right now.
Yep, no doubt about it. Let's go to Raymond. Raymond, you're on.
Hey, guys, what's up? Yes, sir, F COVID-19. And to the other guy, I would say that more so on his company. Not maybe Mayor Strickland. Mm-hmm. He should be mad at his company, because if they can say, okay, you need to be here and you don't, that's on them. That's not necessarily on the mayor. But, hey, I get it. You know, we got to be safe. And my issue is with the ignorant people, like just trying to make this political and this is Trump. I'm like, look, this started in another place. It didn't start here. Mm-hmm. It's here now. So be smart. Be in the middle. Don't go crazy against, you know, with the media, but then don't take it lightly either. That's the only way we're going to get through this, y'all, and I'm out.
Yep, Raymond, thanks.
Well said, Raymond.
535-3776, 535-ESPN. You want to get your thoughts in on COVID-19, how it's, you know, made everything difficult.
I heard you tell the story Sam asked you about how we're going to be able to pay our bills.
Yeah,
it sounded like it was a very serious question from her.
Well, I mean, I think.
But you comforted her, it sounded like.
My I don't know about you, but my mind tends to race at night, right? Like I tend to get in the weeds a little bit more at night when it's just like you're just idle and you're not working and you don't have anything to do. But and I think that's what she was doing. And I
think
her,
that question she asked you is being asked all over Memphis of husbands and wives everywhere.
And I honestly, I had to have a real moment with her. I was like, we're not even, let's worry when we have to worry. You know, like we're still coming to the radio station. I still have, you know, I'm intact right now. You're intact right now.
It's a blessing.
And there are so many Americans, there are tens of millions of Americans who are worried about that. There are legitimately millions of Americans right now who don't know how they're going to do it because they don't have those stimulus checks yet. Mm-hmm. And so I just think, I just told her, you know, let me handle the anxiety for us both because I got enough of it. You know what I mean? Let me handle that. So that's kind of where it was. But you're right. I mean, that's, you know, that is where we are right now in America.
It's the question that I think we're asking ourselves the most. Like, are we going to make it? You know, are we going to be able to pay these bills? And hopefully the answer is yes, you know, in most of those cases. But we know there will be so many where the answer is no. And these checks, these stimulus checks, and at least from what you've read right now, not expected to come before May. So it's going to be a tough road for many of us.
It is. Let's go to Peter. Peter, you're on.
All right, so F COVID-19, yep. F Clay Travis. He's been listening to too much Jeffrey Wright. He didn't tell the story. He tells his story. And then, you know what, F the NCAA, too. We just got, if we F in everything, then let's just F everything. Except, John, we all bored out here. Get some more Periscope action for us. Keep us all entertained. Do the Lord's work.
There you go.
I hope you understand, Peter. I got to direct my audience to this station right here. Because
no doubt.
I still got to keep that check coming. I mean, I hope y'all understand. Maybe again someday.
No,
someday. But, yeah, I got to put the Periscopes on the pause for now. But I appreciate it, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, 535-3776-535-ESPN. You want to get your thoughts in on COVID-19 and why it sucks. Let's go to Vincent. Vincent, you're on.
Hey, I got a couple points to make. I hope you let me finish it. I'm sitting up here at a Wendy's restaurant. And this guy didn't have a car, and he tried to walk up to the window to order some food, and they wouldn't let him because he didn't have a car.
Mercy.
And so as a goodwill gesture, I got my food. I heard what was happening, so I said, hey, dude, look, I'll go back around and get you a meal, and just I'm going to pay for it. It's like he just wanted a four for $5. I'm paying for it. But that's an interesting perspective to think that you can't walk up to a window to buy something. He just didn't have a transportation. And the second thing I want to say, everybody's grown, so I can't tell a grown person what not to do. But I'm going to tell you something. We need to be careful about using profanity alone through this season because profanity is really nothing more than cursing, which is the opposite of blessing. Now, you can take that and do whatever you want to do with it. But think about it. If I said, God damn it,
yeah, that's
real fast, basically the worst position that a person could be in right now is to be damned by God. And I'm going to let everybody do whatever they want to do with it. You may not be religious. You may not think it's anything, but we are made in God's image, and we create our world with our mouth. So I just want to put that out there. But let's just do a goodwill gesture to people because there's some struggling people. I done bought gas this week. I done gave money for groceries. There's a lot of hurting people, and we got to be sensitive to this situation. We got to work together.
Yep.
Thank you for your time.
Vince, thanks for the call. 535-3776-535-ESPN. Let's go to IC. IC, you're on.
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing?
What's up, man?
I was just saying, man, we just need to – I'm listening to people's opinion here. We just have to be very cautious during these times. I work in the court system, man, and going to work, you know, we're not seeing people that are out of custody, but we're still dealing with the people who are in custody, listening to their cases and stuff, man. And it's a scary time because we don't know what they're contracting in the jail, and then you're coming up, and now we're doing basically everything on video right up. At this point, which I'm glad that we are doing it, but I'm just be careful, man. I see people
you know, not taking this serious, you know, just thinking this is a joke. We don't know how long or what can occur. So I'm just asking, when Mayor Strickland and Mayor Harris got on and talking, they asking the people to follow these guidelines. Just take heed to it.
Yep. Hey, I see
you. Make us all safer if you do that.
Thanks, everybody who called in today. And we'll like we said, we're going to make this a regular thing.
Yeah, it's helped. A regular thing. It ain't easy for John having to let's put that out there, too. So we're a little slow. We're going to get to it. John is pulling double duty, trying to talk and pull the calls up at the same time. That's what we're doing in this time. But I like we said yesterday, it feels like there's value in folks being able to vent. And they want to vent because they're calling in. So we're going to continue to do it as long as y'all, you know, as long as you've got something to say about COVID-19. We can do it with or without curse words, whatever makes you feel comfortable, right? Well, certainly no audible curse words.
Yes. Understand?
That's why we said F.
Yes.
COVID-19. That's it. I think we're all on the same page, man. Most of us are, at least. We're frustrated. We're all feeling the same things. We're all, you know, we can't get away from our kids. Just hold it. Just keep it together. Pray if that's what does it best for you, brings you peace. It certainly works for me. But do whatever it takes to protect yourselves. And stop being so offended. Stop being so offended by others. It's okay to disagree, to think somebody's an absolute fool, and you don't have to call them that. Like we can disagree.
Yep.
You understand what I'm saying? You get into curse words, calling them names, all that stuff. Let's just try to be as civil as we can. I know it's frustrating. It's harder to do with each day, but it's important right now.
Exactly. All right, we will come back. Anthony Sane's going to join us. We'll talk to him about the NBA, what his hopes are, and more, his life around Memphis. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM, ESPN, is Memphis and the Mid-South's work-from-home radio station, bringing energy and info to the people who need it most.
Obviously, it's a strange time in our country, first and foremost. People aren't going to work who used to go to work. People aren't going to school who normally go to school.
Live on the radio.com free app. Favorite 92.9 FM, ESPN. Alexa and smart speakers say, play 92.9 ESPN. 92.9 is helping Memphis stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stay connected.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. It's at the Laurelwood Shopping Center, one of the best clothing stores in the nation. It's where I shop. It's where you should shop. And here to tell you why is Rob Joyner from James Davis.
Gary, over 150 fabrics have just arrived to kick off the new spring Stant custom shirts. And until April 15th, if you buy three, you get one free. As you know, three measurements, and the computer gives us a perfect fit try-on shirt starting at just $98. And after 2 years of work, we now have the perfect fit pant. We take the measurements, and the computer gives us the exact try-on fit from over 90 fit pants. You try it on, we choose the correct leg taper, make any changes if we need, and in 2 weeks, even you, Mr. Impossible Fit Parrish, have the perfect fit pant starting at $168 in a jean, five-pocket fit, or dress pant model.
So you heard him. You know where to go. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. That's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
If you're the kind of person who agrees nothing beats the great outdoors, we have some fantastic news. Honda has found a way to make the outdoors even greater with special offers on some of our best four-wheel vehicles. It's happening now during the Greater Outdoor Sales Event at DeSoto Honda. Every Honda ATV and Pioneer side-by-side has the power to take on the biggest jobs and trails. And for unbridled thrills over any terrain, there's our Talon 1000s. Find the four-wheel vehicle that works hardest for you and start the year with a great deal, like up to $1,400 factory to dealer incentives on select models. Make this your greatest year outdoors yet. But hurry, because offers this good can't last long. Get to DeSoto Honda in Olive Branch now during the Greater Outdoors Sales Event. Factory to dealer incentives are good with select new and unregistered models. See DeSoto Honda for complete program details and find them online at DeSotoHonda.net.
If you woke up one morning and found that your roof was leaking, who would you call? An optometrist?
Okay, now, which way does the leak look clearer? Here or here?
It's still leaking.
Of course not. You'd want to talk to someone who specializes in your specific situation. And when it comes to marketing for your business, it's exactly the same thing. When you make a call for help, it's because you want it to work. It all starts with a conversation. Call Entercom now at 384-5900 and ask for Rachel. That's 384-5900.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
If you're the kind of person who agrees nothing beats the great outdoors, we have some fantastic news. Honda has found a way to make the outdoors even greater with special offers on some of our best four-wheel vehicles. It's happening now during the Greater Outdoor Sales Event at DeSoto Honda. Every Honda ATV and Pioneer side-by-side has the power to take on the biggest jobs and trails. And for unbridled thrills over any terrain, there's our Talon 1000s. Find the four-wheel vehicle that works hardest for you and start the year with a great deal. Like up to $1,400 factory to dealer incentives on select models. Make this your greatest year outdoors yet. But hurry, because offers this good can't last long. Get to DeSoto Honda in Olive Branch now during the Greater Outdoors Sales Event. Factory to dealer incentives are good with select new and unregistered models. See DeSoto Honda for complete program details and find them online at DeSotoHonda.net.
Jason and John Guest appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
You got to buy a house. You got to have a place to live. That ain't going to stop. That ain't going to change. So, when you're doing that and when you start that process, make sure you give the good folks at Live Love Memphis Group and Remax at Remax Experts a call. They are the best in Memphis and the Mid-South. Just ask Lewis. Lewis did the same thing. It was time to sell his home. He called the Live Love Memphis team because he listens to our show daily. We appreciate that. We appreciate all who do that. And they listed his home on a Monday. Got it under contract for list price by the next day. That's what they can do for you.
Yep, did it for Lewis, did it for me, did it for our man Contar Macklin. They'll do it for you. You can give him a call, 901-685-6000, especially in Germantown. Jennifer Carstensen knows Germantown like the back of her hand, working there, living there as well. But all over, not just Shelby County and Germantown, also down into DeSoto County. They can not only get you out of the home you're in, get that sold for you in a quick and swift fashion, they'll get you into your dream home as well should you give them a call. Again, 901-685-6000. It's the Live Love Memphis Group, led by the wonderful Jennifer Carstensen. You can call them up and be on your way to having that home sold.
All right, every Wednesday around this time, we would obviously ideally like to be talking to NBA with our man Anthony Sang. We got to get creative, but he's here now.
Now, it's Anthony Sane from Sports Illustrated's All Grizzlies on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Sane, what it do?
My guy, what it do, man?
Man, we're getting through it over here, bro. We're hopeful. We're hopeful, at least on one side of the glass, we're hopeful. I'm dealing with Eeyore on the other end. But I'm hopeful that, listen, with Mark Cuban's comments and what I heard last night, I mean, don't you think the financial implications are too great for the NBA not to figure out a way to play?
Yeah, I've been the same way the whole time, man. I'm sure that the NBA is going to play games. I'm not sure when it's going to be. I think that there's definitely fire to Mark Cuban smoke that he put out last night as well. Yeah, I don't think someone like him would put that out unless he heard something or he really was going by something that he really, you know, some type of feeling that he had. So it's optimistic, man. And if we keep an eye on what the CBA does in China with their league, I think if you could just keep an eye on them to see what they do, because I think if they end up playing games and the place where, you know, this all pretty much originated from, I think that you'll definitely see something going on over here. And the United States seems to have things under wraps a lot more than the countries that preceded us with the whole pandemic.
Well, how does it look to you? I'm sure you've thought of it in red, and that you probably got your own options of how you get this done. Are you putting them all in the same place? Is it 16 teams, 8 on each side? Like, how do you think it would look if we get back?
I think they would probably go to 4 neutral locations probably and play the games like that. Last time I talked to you guys, I think there's something that's to their advantage. If they want to expedite it, is the fact that since people aren't home all day long, you don't have to have games at prime time. You could have games coming on to noon. You know what I mean? So that's something that I also thought could happen. I think they'll probably do it in maybe 4 sites, and it'll be in cities where the outbreak isn't as bad. And taking a look at Memphis, we might be a spot where there's, you know, playoff games being played if that's the way that they decide to go with.
How do you keep teams safe? If LeBron wants to go get out, are you gonna quarantine him and keep, no, LeBron, you can't go, because if you get out and go get it and then you bring it back, it ruins everything. You see, like, right now I'm having a hard time of how we ensure that those guys stay in a bubble and stay and don't get the virus, because once they get the virus, is the whole thing not in jeopardy then?
Yeah, I think they'll have to go to extreme measures to keep those guys quarantined or whatever, because, you know, like you said, once one guy comes out with having it, they'll probably have to reevaluate things altogether. But it kind of depends, though, because we've kind of advanced in this as far as where it is and what it's going to be. And I think once it slows down, once we, you know, we're not talking about doing this next week. We're talking about doing this sometime maybe in June.
Mm-hmm.
I think once things slow down, the chances of that actually happening are going to be decreased so much that there won't be much of a worry. And I think you can just do a simple, like you said, a temperature check or something like that of the guys before the games, and just kind of keep them as isolated as you can.
Well, we're already seeing some indicators, right? We're already seeing some glimmers of hope. Depending on sort of where you want to, New York is the epicenter for sure. Yesterday, the White House said they have 56% of all cases. They have 60% of all new cases, and they have 31% of all deaths. So New York is getting hit really hard. But around the country, you know, even New York today, even Cuomo said the hospitalizations are slowing down. The markets are up, which is, you know, which is, I think, it's confidence in our rebound. And I think with all these things sort of coming together, it's just a glimmer of hope, and it could change day to day, but it's a reason for positivity. And I think Adam Silver has said in the past, he wants to be like that first thing. He wants to be the first thing that comes back. The timeline I got was May 10th through the 15th, which is still, you know, a month and a half from now. Teams return to facilities. They have a two-week crash course training camp just to get the conditioning under wraps. And then we start this thing up back in June with the playoffs.
Yeah, that sounds good for me, man. Like, I think that anything that you hear that's positive, I think it's a good thing for the people who are optimistic about things jumping back off. I'm down for it, man. I mean, you know, I'm not going to act like we talk about every week. I'm not, we have very cushy jobs, the three of us do. You know, we're not somewhere, like the gentleman talked about who called in and said that people who work in warehouses, they're still going out doing what they're doing.
Yep.
There's no such thing as social quarantine in a warehouse with 300 people in there. You know what I mean? There's no such thing. Like, people, you have to interact with each other. And, you know, we have a very different situation. But for everyone, I think to be able to see some NBA sport, or just sports in general, would be something that would just bring a lot of normalcy back to the citizens of the United States and the world.
How many games do the Grizzlies win in a 5-game series against the Lakers? What's that look like?
It's hard to determine, man, especially when you look at the Grizzlies roster, you know, guys who've been out, like Justice Winslow, Jaren mm-hmm. Jackson, Brandon Clark. You'd assume those guys would be back in 100% when mm-hmm. it comes down to conditioning. And it might be to the Grizzlies' advantage. You're playing against a team like the Lakers who has older guys who, you know, you're those guys may have gotten a little plus size between, you know, over the break, over yeah. during quarantine. And you expect that the Grizzlies team, those guys may be in a little bit better shape than them, so they may be able to sneak out a game against the Lakers, especially if you shorten the series down to 5. And they're playing on a neutral site with no crowd and things like that.
Yeah, we're of course talking to Anthony Saint. He joins us every Wednesday here on the show. What's your perspective of what Memphis looks like? What's Memphis look like through Anthony Saint's eyes right now?
Well, brother, right now I'm looking at a half-eaten plate of Philly cheesesteak and wings from Tim's Chicken out in Raleigh. So look, life is good for me right now. So.
Have you noticed, like, I mean, the shelter-in-place deal or the safer-in-place?
Yeah.
Have you noticed, like, a decrease in traffic?
Oh, yeah, because
I do DoorDash deliveries on the side, part time.
Oh, okay, you know, you're DoorDashing.
Full time hustle, yeah, full time hustle. Whenever that money slow down, I'll stop chasing. If that money stays still, I'll stop chasing. John, you know how it goes.
I feel you.
You've been writing about.
But yeah.
I was gonna say you've been writing about Grizz fans' quarantine chronicles. Which of those stories have you been most moved by so far?
Well, I got some more to go. It's something I've got a couple more in the chamber that I haven't put out yet.
Okay.
But a couple that stand out. I just really all of them. I've only done four. I can just share highlights from all four so far. Had a young lady named Suzanne who owns a restaurant in Horn Lake. Now, you know, Mississippi's under different restaurant rules, and she said that, you know, right now things have been pretty much fine, and she has had to let anybody off, but that's her biggest fear, that she may have to land people off at her job. But even in Mississippi, who hasn't been affected by quarantine rules like Tennessee has and like Memphis has, she was saying that that's one of her worries. We had a guy who, he's a teacher, and you see a lot of memes, a lot of jokes about teachers who are happy to be at home and laughing at parents who have to homeschool. He was saying he genuinely misses being around his kids. He wants the opportunity to finish out the school year with those kids he's had for the last 2 years, and he talked about that. Had a couple of guys, one gentleman lost his job, and now the payroll, I mean, the roles have reversed in his home where he was the provider, and now his wife has to take care of everything, and he has to be the at-home dad, cleaning, cooking, those type of things. He's learning more skills. He talked about that. Another guy is just saying about the stress of just wondering what's next, wondering how long his job is going to be available. Then he works in the insurance agency, so that may not be something that's just booming. People aren't trying to spend a lot of money right now. So those are all real worries that people have on top of just missing their team.
So let me ask you this. Yep. I'm very curious in the DoorDash life. Is that a lucrative business for you right now? Like, are people taking care of you? Like, how busy are you? What's it look like?
It's been relatively busy. A lot of people are ordering a lot of stuff to go right now. So, but a lot of the restaurants I'm going to, their policies have changed. The area I work in, I usually work the Midtown downtown area.
Yep.
And what's that restaurant? Mulan.
Yeah.
Mulan Bistro. At first, you would come into their place, you would get your to-go order, and you would leave. Now they've got it set up where no one can come into the building. Like that DoorDash, delivery drivers, everyone, we have to wait outside the door, outside to get the orders. And if you don't, and if people who are coming to get to-go orders, if they don't have exact change, they're not exchanging money with them. I mean, like, they're not going to take your 20 and then come back with your change. If you don't have the exact change, they can't take cash from you. So they're being super extreme about how they're doing with things. Plus, other places I went to, they've shut their bathrooms down. They've denied access for us to go past a certain point in the restaurant. So it's different.
I never thought about that, Saint. So you, as the driver, do you have to pay for the meal for the person?
No, not us. Like, we all go through the same door. Like, people who are picking up to-go orders and people who are doing the mobile deliveries, we're coming through this. We're all getting handled at the same time.
I got you. Okay,
right.
Okay.
Right. Gotcha. Yeah, but, like, we go to certain restaurants. And just see certain restaurants that you're used to seeing that are packed, and then you go in there and it's a ghost town. Like, literally nobody's in there. And it's just smelling like pine salt, you know, all day. I mean, that's crazy just to see. And I really grieve for some of the local restaurants that are really taking a big hit, especially ones that just opened this year and people that haven't let go of their employees and are running on minimum staffs. But shout out to Chick-fil-A, man, who has made this whole thing as efficient as possible. Have you seen what Chick-fil-A's done?
Mm-mm.
They've converted their parking lot and made every parking spot, the one on Union at least, they made every parking spot a mobile spot, and they've got all their employees outside, and they're just relaying orders all day long. And it's super efficient, man. Like, they're super ahead of the curve on everything.
Oh, they are the model of efficiency. How's Gabe? How's Gabe, man? I saw that man had a contusion the other day, had his left leg raised. Looked like he was in the infirmary.
Gabe's a wild boy, man. You know, my daughter was in a car accident a few weeks ago, and she's just soaking it all up. This was her senior year, so she's probably going to miss everything. And Gabe, in an act to get some attention around the house, he got a scratch on his leg, and he had his mom make him a cast out of napkins and duct tape on his leg. And he had his leg propped up like he was, you know, in the, you know, emergency ward or something. And then his mom called me yesterday and said that Gabe, she was trying to do some homeschooling with Gabe, who's in kindergarten. And Gabe, she tried to do some homeschooling with him, and Gabe reminded her that he's on corona break, so he wasn't doing it. Yeah, Gabe's a real personality, man.
No question about it. I see he gets it from his dad.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was gonna say, are you going as a parent, like, with, I mean, we're not going back to school. I mean, this is it driving you crazy?
You might have to go and tell Gabe.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we're going to make it. I don't know. If he doesn't know, like we're going to have to give him that information.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I'm a little worried about what could happen if we don't.
Yeah, I'm sure Gabe's really sick that he might not be going to school. This corona break might last until the fall of next year. But my daughter, on the other hand, like I said, she was a senior. She's kind of bummed about stuff, you know. Yeah, because, you know, no prom, no graduation, none of that type of stuff. But, yeah, it's tough. But my kids don't live with me, so a lot of stuff that they do, I'm not really getting a direct day-by-day hit of it. But I talk to them daily. And, like I said, Gabe doesn't really care. He's got the iPad loaded, and he's just doing his thing.
Dig that. Well, same, man. Stay safe out there with the DoorDash.
Bye, yeah,
and best of luck,
keep
man. Appreciate it,
stuff,
as always.
Bro. Appreciate you.
All right. Yep. I'll see ya.
Yep. He is Anthony saying. And I will say, he brings up a good point, man. And I know if you can – you know, if you hit the side of your head, you can probably jog the memory of when you walked across the stage as a high school senior. It was one of the most special moments of my life. I mean, because, you know, it's the first opportunity that you have to be sort of honored for, you know, that time that you put in the academic system, you know, and your family's there and they're so proud of you. Your friends are there. And I really, my heart does ache for those 17 and 18-year-old kids who have been working for this and are not going to have that chance to feel that moment. You know what I mean? Because it is a great moment.
It is. And but you can have an even better one or just as good at your college graduation and plan on having that. Mine to me was, you know, I know John's meant a ton to him, the high school one, and mine did too, no doubt about it. But my college one was the one for me because dad didn't finish up. His political science major didn't finish up. Mom had not finished up. But yet, at the time I had gone back to school, I guess in some small way, again, remember I'd had the 5 years out after TSU, in some small way, that inspired her to go back, so we were graduating the same time. Now, that's different. Mom, at her age, graduating the same day I am from the U of M, but just the fact that, you know, first college grad, along with Mom, we did it at the same time, that was big for us. And I did it with honors and all that, did it from the University of Memphis, so that certainly was proud to do that. Those moments, you'll still have those moments in your life. Like, right, you will never get the prom back. Like, that one's gone.
Yep.
And so yes, and that you always look back, and that'll be one of the sad things. You know, your high school graduation won't be there, but you'll still have some moments of great accomplishment. I have no, you know, whether it's your college graduation, whether it's getting married, you're still going to have those moments. There's no question about it. I do hate it for those seniors and the graduating juniors. We had the caller call in. His daughter's a graduating junior that are missing out on so many of those things, but the good's going to come back. The good's going to come back.
It is.
Don't focus on what you've lost so much. Let's focus on what we're all going to get back.
Yep. All right, we will come back, wrap this thing up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium, 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It is 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish, as you surely know by now. It's so smooth you can drink it straight. And yes, it is what I, Gary Parrish, buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. Do you know how silly it is to pay nearly twice as much for another bottle of vodka when New Amsterdam is awesome and available? It's super silly. So don't do that. Instead, just grab a bottle or a case of New Amsterdam Vodka, which is the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. And if you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. And very shortly, they're going to have a watermelon flavored vodka. That'll be the newest flavor when it hits the shelves. It'll be here before you know it. Also, New Amsterdam got a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, grab that. A bottle of New Amsterdam gluten-free vodka. Ask for it by name when you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
Hey, it's Eric Hasselton from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSoto Auto Sales. DesotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DesotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Stop waiting and start off-road living in a Can-Am today. The Spring Fever event is now on at Olive Branch Motorsports. Take on every task, trail, and terrain in a Can-Am off-road vehicle that will easily handle anything that comes your way. And for a limited time, get up to $2,500 off on select 2019 models, making it easier than ever to go out and play. Visit Olive Branch Motorsports now at 5656 Goodman Road, Olive Branch, Mississippi, or online at obmotorcycleatv.com.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I'm going when my story ends. Doesn't even matter anyway. Focusing on coping with the pain. Only getting older by the day. Only getting older.
So listen, COVID-19 has changed everything for everybody. And Robert Irwin Jewelers is no different, but they adapt like the best of us do. And they've changed the way they do things. Even though, you know, those special days still come around, right? Those birthdays, those anniversaries, special occasions. Robert Irwin's closed to the public right now, but they are offering curbside pickup for all online or over-the-phone purchases. You can still purchase from Robert Irwin Jewelers on that Facebook auction, or you can do it online at rijewelers.com. You can live chat, you can call, talk to a real RIJ associate, shop on FaceTime, Google Chat. Every online order is shipped with a kiss.
Yep.
Denstall's Chocolate.
I was going to take care of you as well, always does. He's got a gift card sale going on right now at rijewelers.com. Go /gift cards. You can see it for yourself. You get a $100 gift card for $70. Guys, you still got anniversaries coming up. You still got birthdays for the woman coming up. You're going to have to buy jewelry. Why not take advantage of these sales? You can do a $1,000 gift card for $700. Getting $300 off. Howie's always got you covered. There's no doubt about it. Out at RI Jewelers. And you can do all that shopping online again at rijewelers.com.
One thing that we have not talked about today that that we should talk about is the video that Karl Towns posted on his Twitter account last night. It was brutal. It was brutal. But it very much, it puts a face on this stuff, right?
We at the time, some of us still need faces. Realize how dire some of this is.
Karl Towns, obviously with the Minnesota Timberwolves, posted a video on YouTube. Very difficult. He's very emotional, but he revealed that his mother is in a medically induced coma, and she's been diagnosed with COVID-19. And he's pleading, please, let's take this seriously, because it can affect. It may or may not affect you. It could affect you, and you may not even know you have it. But we all have parents, and some of us are lucky enough to have grandparents, you know, and we have to act as though we already have it. You know, we have to act as if we've already been infected.
Yep.
Because, frankly, we don't know. Like, most of us, you are not supposed to get tested unless you are showing symptoms, right? That is the way that it is done right now. And so you may not know you have it, even if you do have it. And yeah, I mean, it was a very emotional video. And listen, I mean, there's been a University of Memphis professor, you know, and you continue to see. I saw a story of a perfectly healthy 40-something-year-old guy in Detroit. No pre-existing health conditions, no problems.
Yeah, that civic leader in Detroit. I saw that yesterday.
Got COVID-19 and died. The reality of the situation is no one is immune from this, right? Whether you're young, whether you're old. A child under the age of 18 died yesterday, the first one in this country. Young, old, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, it does not matter. This virus does not discriminate. And so it is incumbent upon us, those of us who have the choice, to make the choice for our society and for the greater good, which is to very simply stay the F home.
That's it. I felt so bad for Karl Anthony Towns this morning when I watched that video, because you put yourself in his shoes, you think about your own parents and the possibility that you may never see them again, and that gets sad. But I so appreciated his going out and putting the post up, because just like you said, John, it puts a face on it. It lets us know how dire this can be and could still get. Look, if we don't take care of ourselves, if we don't isolate ourselves, I'm in that boat. That's where I'm at, is forget, you know, I know it's important that we have something to look forward to and find the light at the end of the tunnel, because, again, that's what keeps us going. But, again, it's I think, even more important right now that we realize that folks are dying. 42-year-old, you know, nurses, frontline workers,
yep.
You know, with 4-year-olds in the apartment are dying. That's kind of stuff you think about third world countries, like not having, you know, the proper amount of ventilators. So all of this. And look, I know you're right. Things are starting to look up. It feels like. I certainly hope that is the case. But when I see a message like Karl Anthony Towns put out, you know, this and about someone he loves so much, he might not see her again. Man, that was for us. That was him being courageous and fighting through something, because, man, something like that, you want to keep private, right? It hurts so much. I mean, again, who knows? You're going through it. But he was willing to put that out there for us to as a reminder for us to, man, take care of yourselves and please treat this with the seriousness that it deserves.
Yep, no doubt about it. So if you haven't seen the video, it is out there, and it is a tough watch, but I think it's a recommended watch, because it, like I said, I think we both agree that it just does put a face on all of this. So that's going to do it for us today. Another day in the books. Look, we're getting through this thing together. We're going to be all right. We're going to be fine. Everybody stays inside. FaceTime. I downloaded an app yesterday called House Party. And basically, you can invite friends on this app, and you can play games on camera with this app. It's called House Party. I haven't really done it yet, but it's just something to consider. It's another way of communication, another way to maybe get through this thing. That's going to do it for us. As always, the show is presented to you by The Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to our guests who joined us on the show today. Thanks to Mark Giannotto. Thanks to Randy Cross. Thanks to all of you. And thanks to Anthony Sane. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis. 92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis and the Mid-South station you can count on. Live on the radio.com free app.
Are you in the market for a new home? Orion is redefining closing cost by paying up to $2,000 towards your closing cost with an Orion home loan. Orion is making house hunting less stressful so you can focus on more important things like what size TV to get for your new house. Learn more at orionfcu.com and get pre-qualified today. Applies to borrower paid closing cost, cannot exceed actual cost paid, minimum loan amount $95,000, conventional first mortgages in Tennessee, Arkansas, and Mississippi only. Conditions apply, equal housing lender.
Hey Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We know these are tough times right now. Your heating, air, and plumbing are essential systems for your home. To help, we have discounted our HVAC systems to as low as $99 a month and tankless water heaters as low as $79 a month. Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We're here to help. 901-624-1401.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services. When our country is faced with adversity, it's not about taking care of ourselves, but taking care of each other. It's the sum of the small parts that make a big difference. To help you get through this, Chevy is promising to do ours. We're offering Chevy owners OnStar Crisis Assist services and Wi-Fi data to help keep you connected to the things that matter most. And for those in need of a new vehicle, interest-free APR financing with deferred monthly payments for 120 days on most 2019 models and 2020 Equinox, Silverado 1500, and Trax models for very well-qualified buyers when they finance with GM Financial. You may even have the option to shop online from your dealer and take delivery at home. It's just our way of doing our part. Learn more at ChevyCares.com.
See your Mid-South Chevy dealers. At participating dealers to activate Pressure Blue OnStar button. Limited time offer. Data provided by AT&T. See OnStar.com for details and limitations. Exclude select base trims. Length of contract limited. Must finance with GM Financial. Some customers may not qualify. Down payment required at signing if applicable. Not available to lease and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 3/31/20.
Porter Leith is seeking foster parents to create loving homes for Mid-South children. As a foster parent, you can give a child the hope they need. You'll support them through everyday moments and unforgettable milestones. And you'll provide the safety and stability to help them succeed. Children deserve care and compassion while their birth families sort things out. To learn more about how to become a foster parent, please visit porterleith.org.
Hey, it's Coach Ryan Zorfeld from the Memphis Tigers. Like you, I'm distancing.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.